Welcome to Gold and Silver Secrets, things the government doesn't want you to know. I'm your host, Sabrina Watson, with my co-host, David Smith. Learn more about how you can hold gold and silver at whysoundmoney.com.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Gold and Silver Secrets, things the government doesn't want you to know. I'm your host, Sabrina Watson, and I'm here with David W. Smith. And we apologize because we missed last Friday night. David, why did we miss last Friday night? What was going on?
Oh, we had a virtual regional event. We were supposed to be in Salt Lake City, which I would have loved to have been in Salt Lake City. But, you know, with all this coronavirus shutdown and everything else, the party must go on. And so, you know, our company got online and set up a virtual event. And I was listening to one of our co-founders talk about all the other companies that had their virtual events and everything else. And they were just devastated because they didn't have any merchandise they could sell. And they said over 200 and something people that started on Friday, between Friday and Saturday, over 200 people got paychecks all the way up to $3,000 because people got their coin dropped in coin of the month, or got the coin drop coins and all the different stuff that was available. And so business keeps a rocking with our company.
Let's talk about that for a split second. You're talking about people getting paychecks. Now, the fact of the matter is that we are both 7K associates. We're trying to educate you guys on cash, silver and gold, other types of currencies, and really teach you about the ways you could be, where you could be putting your fiat currency and getting out of it before you're in too much trouble. And in addition to that, you also have the ability to make money with our company, with our referral system. Now, having said that, when we have like these regional events that you were just talking about, David, many times we have special gold and silver offerings at these events that are just for our members. And that's what you're talking about, right?
Right. Yeah, because we have access. 7K Metals goes and researches all over the world these real nice, rare, low mintage coins. And you've got a lot of people out there in the world that do collect these, and you've got a lot of businesses out there that go to people that want to buy a rare collectible coins, and they're trying to buy them for the purpose of protecting their wealth, so that those, because they realize there's a value to these and they want to buy them. And we're not the only ones doing this. There's people out there that are doing this, and there's businesses out there that are selling collectible coins to a lot of people that have a lot of money. And they understand the ability to buy these collectible coins and protect their wealth. But we have a system that does not, it's not shady. I don't like these other businesses that do all that kind of stuff, because they go after these people that, you know, are clueless to what they're getting. We have a company that cares about the members and goes out there and does the research to help find these collectible coins for us to have in our possession. Who knows if they're really going to be worth that kind of money in the future? Who knows if that's going to be that 1999 MS-70 Silver Eagle that sold for $19,000? I wished I would have had a few of those. But, you know, we have a company that's reputable. We don't have to worry about, and they get them at lower prices than they do with these other companies. They've got us some stuff that sold for a higher price after we bought it that's selling on the secondary market.
So when we talk about 7K, basically what we have done is we have standardized the gold and silver and especially coin markets so that anybody anywhere in the country can now purchase at a wholesale price. You don't have to go down to your local coin shop anymore and just be at the mercy of whatever price they choose to sell it to you, because our company is offering those items at the same price to everybody, not only here in the U.S., but now we have some other countries that we're in as well. So when we talk about these coin drops at some of our events, what that means is when we talk about us making money, is that when other members are purchasing these coins, especially coins at wholesale pricing, we receive points for those purchases. And in turn, we receive commission checks that we can also in turn use to buy silver and gold. I mean, where else can you do that, really?
Right.
I mean, well, so you can't do that coin shop, right?
No. Well, one of the things is a lot of what a lot of people don't understand. You know, you have a lot of people out there in the world that don't are that are totally clueless about gold and silver and the real power and leverage that you have with gold and silver, and they knock it and they say it's the worst investment in the world, but they have no knowledge of what they're talking about. You know, I bought 1 ounce for $14.95 last year. Well, look at our gold right now. It's $18.50 something if I were to buy an ounce of gold. But the thing is you're taking a fiat currency that is backed by nothing. You're exchanging it for gold and silver, which in fact, what is happening right now because of inflation is going to go, you're going to be able to exchange it back to cash, and you're going to get more cash back if you wait 2, 3, 4, 5 months from now even. I mean, 1 year ago I bought it for $14.95, and now I could exchange it back for cash and get $18.50. Hey, I didn't get ripped off, did I? So, if you pay attention to the people that know what they're talking about instead of people that are clueless, then you're gonna be able to protect your wealth.
So, what tonight's show is about, we have talked to you guys many times before about fiat currency. And the fact that fiat currency is backed by nothing but promises, literally nothing but promises. And people say, well, it's guaranteed by the U.S. government. What does that mean? I mean, and we're not even going to get into that because the fact of the matter is that history has shown that there is not a fiat currency in the history of the world that has ever survived. And Venezuela is our most recent example of that. So, having said that, because the world is not, they're not as educated as they should be on these kinds of things, there are a lot of alternate currencies starting to pop up. Right. So, guys, we want to make sure you know a little bit of something about these alternate currencies, because odds are at some point in time, they're not going to be here either. So,
right.
So a couple of the, just a couple of alternate currencies that I want to talk to you about is one, everybody's heard about Bitcoin. And Bitcoin seems to be holding its own, the best of them at this point in time. However, what I want to say about Bitcoin is now they talk about mining Bitcoin. Bitcoin is not mined. There is no such thing. This is a computer program that generates Bitcoin. So if a computer program can generate it, I'm not even going to get into this debate how stable we really think it is. I mean, they can't even stop some of the most leading computers in the world from getting hacked. So how safe really is Bitcoin? And there we have Ethereum and Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin. And some of these are of a blockchain style. So I want, if you've been following any banking, investing, or cryptocurrency in the last 10 years, you have probably heard of blockchain. Also, blockchain is a record-keeping technology behind the Bitcoin network. So really, what that means is back in the old days, the accountant did, they wrote in the ledger when you took the money out, and they wrote in the ledger when you put some money in. So they're doing the exact same thing with blockchain technology. They're writing in the ledger when you take some of this money out, and they're writing in the ledger when you put some of this money in. So when you try to learn a little bit more about blockchain, you've probably encountered a definition like this. Blockchain is a distributed, decentralized public ledger.
Wow.
So is blockchain private? No, it's not. Anyone can view the contents of the blockchain, but users can also opt to connect their computers to the blockchain network, and that is called nodes. Now, we're not going to dive deep into all this technology because, truthfully, I don't know it all. So, but in doing so, their computer receives a copy of the blockchain that is updated automatically whenever a new block is added, sort of like a Facebook news feed that goes, gives you a live update whenever a new status is posted. I don't know. I don't know about having my information on everybody's ledgers. Go ahead, David.
You made me think of something with it because I was listening to somebody else talk about this, and Mike Maloney had said this. But people don't, you know, you just said you don't understand blockchain technology and cryptocurrency technology. And I've talked to some people that are really big and heavy into it, and it's like they're just it's like a religion to them. And they're sitting there trying to explain this stuff to me, and I'm going, what are you talking about? And, you know, it made me remember that Mike Maloney said the same thing about our Federal Reserve System and our financial system. We don't even understand our own Federal Reserve and how our money works and our currency works. It's so complicated of a system. You got people pushing buttons and pulling levers and everything else. And he's got some great videos on that too, kind of help explain. But imagine
if you can't understand it.
That's right. Why would we mess with it?
Why would you get into it if you can't even understand it? So the goal of blockchain technology is to allow digital information to be recorded and distributed, but not edited. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. See, one of the things I learned about the technology is that there's a computer system, and they've got supercomputers that are doing this. Now, back in the day when it first started off, it was not supercomputers, but these computers are solving some kind of problem.
Some kind of algorithm.
That once they solve this problem, that's the mining part. They're mining because they're solving a problem. As soon as they solve the problem, click. Okay, there you go. There's another additional Bitcoin into the system and stuff. I mean, you know, and they're trying to compare it to digging up gold and silver out of the ground.
Yeah. And there's no comparison.
I'm sorry, but a digital system like that. No physical asset or anything in hand. You know, I look at the scriptures, and I'm a real firm believer in the scriptures. And God recognizes cattle, gold, and silver, and says Abraham was wealthy. So, I mean, if he recognizes, the Holy Spirit has revealed in the scriptures that God recognizes gold and silver and cattle as forms of currency and money, then I think I'll stick with that. It's been a tried system for over 5,000 years.
Okay, so now, these ones that I just told you about, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin.
I don't know if it's you or me, but you're breaking up really bad on your end. I can barely hear you. You froze. Well, again, tonight we're going to be talking about the Bitcoin, and we're going to be talking about a few other things. We'll get into that. But I think you're back now, so go ahead and take off.
Thank you.
I'm trying to fill in the space. I didn't want to leave some dead space.
So we've talked about Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, and blockchain technologies. These are all future currencies that somebody's trying to create and push. So we talked about blockchain. Now, Facebook is trying to come out with Libra. Facebook has said it wants Libra to act as a global currency, and they are already trying to launch the coin in as many countries as possible. Though they think that they're focusing on emerging markets. Now, having said that, China, a senior official at China's central bank, said, and I quote, "It's almost ready to issue its own sovereign digital currency." So, this all seems like craziness to me. I mean, you know, we already have our own fiat currencies, and now these countries are all going to issue their own digital currencies. This sounds just like a place for me for there to be a whole great big mess. Just saying. And maybe even possibly have my money just lost, right? They're going to tell us that they can't lose it. It can't disappear. but it sounds to me like it could potentially be lost.
Okay, say for instance you're a billionaire and the government doesn't like you anymore and you're using a digital government currency, and the government decides they don't like you and they just push a button and go dink and your money is gone.
Is that, I mean, come on, is that not possible? Let's look at what's happening with our propaganda right now in the news. I mean, yeah. So the U.S. dollar currency, for those of you who do not know, is stockpiled by governments around the world to help protect against any downturns in the U.S. economy. Recently, Bank of England Governor Mark Carney, who has previously poured scorn on Bitcoin and its crypto peers, has said a global digital currency, which sounds remarkably like Bitcoin, could replace the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. Now, this is a whole nother topic that we can get into. Are other governments trying to replace the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency? Maybe we should talk about that next week, but we don't want to go there tonight. There's just too much more to talk about.
You just read Currency Wars if you want to learn some more about that.
Right. So the gold standards, there are generalist leaders such as the presidents and prime ministers, the leadership of China, the higher-minded elements of the deep state within the CIA, the NSA, or the Kremlin, and military men who regard economic performance as an important part of national security. Now, I just want to point out deep state. So deep state does exist, although people want to pretend that it doesn't. It does exist within the CIA, the NSA, and other places. Now, if these people can see the obvious, and they also can see that the world gold standard system worked very well over a period of centuries prior to its dissolution in 1971. And that's another thing people don't seem to realize, that until 1971, our currency was backed by gold.
Yeah, we still had the Federal Reserve System, and there was still the cartel of bankers involved with that, but it kept them in check. It was supposed to keep them in check, but they still manipulated the system even then.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we don't seem to have developed any viable alternatives since that time. Since our fiat currency was taken off the gold standard, they have not developed any viable alternatives. So it seems like today's national leaders are gradually reaching a consensus about how the world's monetary system should be structured. And many of them are talking about getting ready to return to a gold standard.
Yeah, we had first President Trump came out and mentioned it a little bit and didn't hear too much about it, but the momentum, it seems to be talking about it more and more now. And so there's a lot of people that are pushing back on that. One of the people that wanted to get it started back was John F. Kennedy, JFK. He was one that said he was going to try to basically come out and shut this all down, the corruption of the Federal Reserve System and how the system is being used by the banking cartels to, you know, take over countries and other places, set up phony governments and set up their own puppets and puppet governments. So he was the one that first started it. And from what I understand, Reagan even tried to go that direction and got stopped in his tracks. And after that, he became a good boy. And so, you know, it. I think we have maybe a lot more, a better chance now. I'm hoping we do. I'm hoping that these deep state people are finally revealed. I'm seeing things that are going on in our country and around the world, that there's a revealing of those deep state people. They're getting exposed.
And when a lot of things are,
when President Trump put it back onto the states to open up their state, a lot of these governors now have been revealed as the snakes that they are. And so we're discovering the snakes. The lights are being turned on. And when those lights come on, those cockroaches are going to scatter. And so right now they're still kind of in the dark. And so they're about to be revealed. I'm crossing my fingers saying, come on, let's expose them. And we need to expose them. So again, we're going to talk about another forum in just a few minutes. Go ahead, Sabrina, back to you.
Okay, well, I want to tell you a little bit about Jim Reed. He is the global head of thematic research at Deutsche Bank. And he recently suggested that fiat currencies might disappear before 2030. So, folks, that's only like 10 years away. He also said that gold, and he called it the once and future money, would be a likely successor for those fiat currencies. So he's a high profile representative of the current Davos set thinking. So we're going to do his quote. So let me give you his quote, and then we're going to move into some information that you have for us. He says, we have lived in an era of fiat money since the early 70s. Now, we know that we, as in the United States, Nixon, put us on that worldwide era of fiat money in 71. So since then, virtually all money in existence has only had a value based on trust, and in particular, trust in government's ability to maintain its value. And we should talk about this, but with this whole COVID thing, obviously, if they're just printing money like crazy, it's not maintaining any value. But I want to get back to his quote. Prior to this period, most of the money in existence through history was backed by a commodity, usually a precious metal like gold or silver. When money broke loose from such an arrangement, inflation tended to increase, often dramatically. I think that's getting ready to happen too. Mm-hmm. And when money returned, yeah, because I've already gotten, my bills are already going up for things like health care. Are you serious?
We went and bought some meat, and I was like, are you kidding me? $130 plus for, I'm looking at it going, this is all we've got for that much?
You can spend $70 for a bag of groceries in the store now without even batting an eyelid. It's ridiculous.
Talking about a bag. I'm talking about not a basket. I'm talking a bag of groceries.
No, we're talking a bag. Yeah. Not a basket.
Yeah.
A bag.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to our guy here. Mm-hmm. And he says, when money returned to it, inflation was becalmed. Now, we think fiat money systems should be inherently unstable and prone to high inflation, all other things being equal. Politically, it is always too tempting to create money when nothing is backing it, and we have absolutely seen that the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. The forces that have held the current fiat system together now look fragile, and they could unravel in the 2020s. If so, that will start to lead to a backlash against fiat money and demand for alternative currencies such as gold.
Right.
So I'm going to show you guys a photo. And then Steve says, hi, Steve. Steve says paper money is worthless, and it's going to become more and more worthless, Steve, as inflation begins.
Put it in your to-go bag so you can start a fire with it.
pretty soon, that's what it's going to be worth.
Yep.
So let me I'm going to show a picture here, David, and I want you to talk about that. What is that?
Well, our company now had, back in September when we were in Long Island, they revealed Sound Money, that they had partnered with this company called Sound Money. And at this point, they had revealed that we would have the option as members to be able to store our gold and silver in these vaults. And there would be no storage fee. This is so many benefits that 7K has given us. No storage fees. At the time, it was, okay, we're going to just charge a small fee to open it and put your silver or gold or your collectible coins into it. And then they would charge a small fee to take the silver and gold or collectible coins out of it. And so it would just be something to kind of take care of the personnel. But since then, they've been working on this for 18 months to get this online, and it's about to go online at least by next week. They said Monday. I think they said by Monday that it should be going online. It's going to be called Sound Money Wallet. And with this technology, and the digital technology, when we send our money to our account in cash, you can convert it into the gold and silver. Why would you want to put any cash into a bank? Because your cash is being ate up. Your savings is being ate up because of inflation. And you're just now witnessing the signs of hyperinflation. The inflation is beginning. There's a tidal wave coming. the waters are receding from the beaches, and when the waters recede from the beaches, you better get out and get on high ground. And the high ground is owning gold and silver and putting it into a place where you can have it protected, safe, and guarded. You don't have to have it in your house. You can have some, but when you put your money into that vault, when you put your money into your account, you can transfer that cash to gold and silver, put it in the vault. The system, the digital wallet, the system will be keeping track of that value as it goes up, because the gold and silver value doesn't go up. As the currency goes down in value, then it's going to reflect on the gold and silver how much you're going to get. So if I put, last year, for example, I bought my gold for 1 ounce for, I'm just going to round it up, to $1,500. Now, today, if I want to convert back and get my cash to spend it and use it however I want, this is only 1 year, ladies and gentlemen. 1 year ago, $1,500 my gold ounce was. Today, if I want to cash it back, put it back into cash so I can spend it, I get $1,850. No-brainer.
Let's talk about this for a minute, because I want to make sure that the people listening understand clearly what we're saying. So now what 7K is offering, I can send in $500. They'll convert it to gold or silver, whatever I prefer. Yep. So now my money has been backed once again by a precious metal. Yep. That precious metal in turn can go into the vault. And then whenever I should happen to need or want to get some of that currency out, I can say cash in 10 ounces of silver.
Just get on your phone, get on your computer. You have access to it just like you have any other banking system. So we now have a private vault banking system.
So I get, when they convert those 10 ounces of silver for me back to cash, I get the today's value of that 10 ounces of silver. Even though I may have bought it for $20 an ounce and today it's worth $25 an ounce, when they convert that back, I'm going to get $25 an ounce.
Right. Whereas all these other companies, they have to send it to the mint, have it assessed, and make sure that it's real silver, real gold, and they charge fees. So when you send your coin and your gold and silver back to wherever you bought it from, they're going to charge you a fee, and they're going to say, well, we're going to buy it back from you at this lower price. Well, we have 7K Metals has eliminated that completely. So whatever it is selling for that day, if you bought it for $20, if it's selling for 3 months, 5 months from now, it's selling for $25, you're going to get $25. Exactly what you would pay for it if you wanted to exchange cash into silver that day as well. So if you wanted to go back to cash, you would get $25 for that ounce. No more buyback at this lower price.
I don't have to take my silver to the coin store.
Right.
They convert it for me, put it in my wallet, and I'm good to go. I can spend it like cash.
Yep. And the digital system keeps track of it for you, and it takes and deducts it from what you have inside your vault. And so you have now actual gold and silver backed currency. When you put it in there, you're protecting yourself immediately. So now you don't have to worry. If I go to the Philippines like I'm going to do, I don't have to take my gold and silver with me. I can leave it sitting there in the vault, and I can have my phone and do system and pay for it with my phone or pay for it with my debit Visa card. I can still conduct and buy things wherever I'm at in the world that accepts Visa, MasterCard, or whatever. If they accept Visa, I can buy it. So, you are free to go everywhere you want that you can, and you are free to use whatever system and weight. You don't have to carry it with you. Just phenomenal. I'm just, like I said, I keep telling everybody when I'm calling on the phone, I said, I'm bouncing up the inside of my brain. Just can't see it. So bouncing off the walls.
This is really crazy, crazy cool.
Yeah. There is no place in the world, nowhere, that you can have this benefit and this technology. Nowhere. No other company offers what we have available to us at 7K Metals. Revolutionized the gold and silver industry, the networking industry, and they've revolutionized how you even exchange from cash to gold and silver and back to cash. Revolutionized it all.
Again, I just want to remind everybody, so now your fiat currency can actually be backed by gold and silver and fluctuate. It can go up in value as gold and silver goes up in value. Instead of via inflation while sitting in your bank account. That is absolutely crazy cool.
Yeah, 2008, if we'd had this system going on, gold was 800. It took 800 fiat dollars to get 1 ounce of gold. If we'd had that, this technology back then and put our gold into that vault and sat on it till today for $1,850, you would have been way better off than just sending cash into a bank account. You do not understand, ladies and gentlemen, that putting your money in the banking system, you're losing. Buy gold and silver, put it in the vault, take the benefit, protect yourself from what you're about to see, get on high ground, and get yourself secured financially. And I keep running into people that say, I don't have enough money to buy gold and silver. Well, we have a fix for that too. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, if you want $500 extra a week, come join us.
How much do they need to get started, though? Let's talk about that.
Okay, they have three choices, $199, $359, or $499. Hey, a bunch of you are about to get another stimulus check from what it looks like. You might want to take the opportunity to set, if that's all you can afford is because you got other stuff because you're not getting paid, you might want to set aside $250 to start your own business.
So there's another stimulus check coming? I haven't had time to pay attention.
Yeah, there's talk of it coming, and they're talking about another $2,000 and then another $1,000 a month thereafter for the rest of the year. So what are they doing?
What happened to the value of your money?
Damn. It's going down in flames.
Because they're just printing it like crazy. And the fact of the matter is that, folks, you need to start looking at these bills because you might be getting $2,000 or $1,000, but others are getting billions and millions from the same government.
Yeah.
Bailing out big business at your expense, and they are tacking it on to your debt.
Imagine the airlines, how they're getting hit, the ships, the cruise lines, and everything else that they're just getting slammed because they're being shut down. Well, what do you think's going to happen? Too big to fail. Have we heard that before? 2008, too big to fail. It's going to start coming up again, and they're going to just say, here's some money. We'll print it out. Here you go. And we'll save you. Our government is not our savior. Stop relying upon the government to save you. It is not there. It's your enemy, especially now.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely agree. All right, David, until next Friday night, everybody, there's your gold and silver secrets, things the government doesn't want you to know. You can attend my latest training at wisesoundmoney.com. And David, they can find you where?
7kbattles.com/domebuilder. And just go look at the site and just go enjoy yourself. And you have your own virtual store as soon as you become a member. Now you have access to it, and you can earn money three ways. You can earn it by e-commerce website. You can earn it by sharing. You can earn it by the residual income every year that a person signs up and becomes a member. And you can earn residual income every month from somebody purchasing one coin. You can earn $500 a week, and your overhead cost is only about $105 every month. No brainer.
All right, see you guys next Friday night.
Until next time, that's Gold and Silver Secrets, things the government doesn't want you to know. I'm your host, Sabrina Watson, with my co-host, David Smith. Learn more about how anyone can own gold and silver at wisesoundmoney.com.